capital.
Sure, livestock, uh-huh.
Livestock.
Now, that you have, and that's interesting, so two heads of lettuce, well, I can see that, but maybe 50 head, cattle.
Head, 50 head of cattle,
uh-huh.
Or two head of cattle.
Yeah, two head.
Uh-huh. What about children? You ever hear it used in relation to children?
Yes, I have, kind of think of it, but then only by either people who are, only from people who are being self-consciously countrified, such as my sister married the son of a Beach Island farmer, and he was a gentleman farmer, but he loved nothing better than to put on his, country talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
And he was very good, quite charming,
mm-hmm.
You know, but then, I found myself wondering whether he wasn't just a little bit too conscious to be genuine.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He would do something like, you know, as I said, so-and-so raised a fine head of kids, something like that.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the term passel?
Mm-hmm.
You ever use that yourself?
Usually when I'm in a playful sense. Very interesting, you know, that here, that a parcel, what I've heard often as a subject, a parcel is a mess. Like you cook up a mess of greens or you boil up a mess of crabs.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, mm-hmm. you just don't cook some crab, you cook up a mess of crabs and you don't bile them up, particularly if you're trying to, like Julia, I think her language change from her association with us, just like ours changed from our association with her. And she might originally have said bile up a mess of crabs, but she changed this to borrow up in a conscious effort to try to
mm-hmm.
diphthongize the bile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. An ear of corn, the outside covering of that you call?
The husk.
The husk, okay. Mm-hmm. And
called the shuck. For
or
a
shoe.
Uh-huh.
Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. then the kind of corn you eat on the cob, that's
the
called?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever hear that called roasting ears?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Is that common here, you think?
Not as common. I think that corn on the cob is almost traditionally boiled, although it's becoming more popular now to cook it on the grill. And I do know that when they had barbecues, outdoor barbecues, that they would pull back the husks and soak the corn and then wet the husk and replace them back and just throw them in there with the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be roasting heads. As mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, say a feed corn like, you know, well, the most widely grown, I guess, around here, well, I guess around everywhere is dent corn, which, is used mainly for feed, but I understand in Texas the humans eat it too.
What about mutton corn? You ever hear that?
Mutton corn?
Yeah.
No, What's that?
I guess it's a kind of feed corn.
Probably
or
for
sweet corn,
uh-huh.
depending on where you come from. Okay, and then that thing on the top of a corn stalk.
Oh, the tassel?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
incidentally, this rain we've had, which has been so bad, has been so very good for the corn, particularly around my neck of the woods, because the corn was just beginning to, it's just tassling and silking time. And that is when they really need water. And I swear, you could go out there and watch the things grow.
Huh.
It was incredible. And that's the word I'm beginning to overuse, incredible. Since I have been on this vacation, everything has appeared incredible.
Yeah, it has that effect, doesn't it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Let me see. The stringy stuff on the inside of the corn
sure.
corn that you already said. Okay. Now then, there's a big round yellow thing that you have at Thanksgiving, usually associated with Thanksgiving. You make pies out of it or Halloween.
Halloween, really. That we've never been much of pumpkin eaters around here. That we all this pumpkin, of course, cut into
yeah.
jack-o'-lanterns. As a matter of fact, so often the seeds you see advertised for sale around here